this is rough stuff here. The idea of parental alienation, and does a child gravitate to one parent at the expense of another? Are there things that happen in that family dynamic that not only cause problems in the short term, but an end result that provides years and years of, again, alienation and problems psychologically? The unquestionable answer here is yes. How to avoid it, how to spot it, and how to avoid it is another story, of course. We welcome in Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, to join us for Psychologically Speaking today, and the podcast are always at drjohnb.com. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And this is a topic about something very sad, particularly for the person who is part of the parental alienation. Because persons ought to have an opportunity to love each parent equally, okay?
Sure.
That's, I think, the pretty basic thing. And children really don't begin hating. They have to learn how to do something like that, unfortunately. And there are many divorces where the parties just can't accept the divorce, okay? And they're so angry that they really put their own hatred of the other spouse ahead of the needs of the child. Now, I don't want to say this happens in all cases, but when it does happen, it can lead to a lot of really horrible situations, okay, for the child in particular. But the characteristics, typical ones to look for, are ceaseless complaining about the parent and everything he or she does or says.
Right.
Identical complaints of the alienating parent, even to the point of the same stories, same words, same phrases, which are, they're really somewhat eerie if you hear them. I have been in that situation, I might add, talking with people. And then total agreement with one parent over the other. And a lot of anger and alienation in these situations, even towards other members of the family. So it could even get to the point that the alienating parent, through manipulation of the child, gets the child not only to hate the parent and want nothing to do with the other parent, but even the whole other side of the family and friends. So it's a pretty sad, sad outcome. And then for the child, often in their life, they feel abandonment, they feel guilt for what's happened. They feel that they have self-hatred often or kin. And they have trouble developing relationships because they've never really bonded fully, in this case with a parent, and they had another parent manipulating them, turning their hatred and anger. So it's a tough situation. So if a parent is doing something like this, and often they have personality disorders where it's part of who they are to be manipulating and causing issues, they really have to take a look at themselves, and therapists have to really be pretty point blank if they're working with someone and seeing this. The courts, I think, are better tuned into this now and see this type of a situation. But it requires all the professionals, all the people involved, to be really tuned in to what is parental alienation and look for the signs that they really can appear, and they can appear 100% in a person. So
with,
you really do have to take a look.
With children, what's the prime time age for this to really manifest?
Well, it can happen pretty much any time, but normally we're talking about when kids are in more elementary and junior high.
Sure.
High school harder, and sometimes at later ages, the children will take the road of least resistance, but they don't really develop a true hatred for the other parent. But it can happen anytime, but it tends to happen earlier, and then the parents, the alienating parent says everything negative, turns the child into a spy, starts just causing really havoc, Dave, and really, you could go anywhere in a group and just stand up and say, "Hey, how many of you had this happen?" And you'd be amazed how many people there are that have had these kind of experiences. Because remember another thing too: a lot of parents that break up in divorces, they break up over parenting, and each parent might be good at parenting; they're just very different at parenting. So you get a parent who's very strict and controlling, we'll say, versus someone who's very laid back. That one of those parents can clearly lead to alienation with the child with the other one.
You know, I had this similar thing happen with a friend of mine who goes back many years, and he talked about this, and because he's a good friend, and part of what he had to do was with their divorce was to share. He didn't get really in your face about it. He took kind of a more subtle approach by, you know, sending some photographs and kind of reminding this particular child, I won't say boy or girl, that they had a lot of really good times, and kind of this picture of them growing up in a happier moment that I think was being pushed out by the other party, if you see where I'm going.
Well, that's an absolutely terrific thing to do, particularly if the alienation has already been complete or if the person is being fed only negativity. Yes,
right.
That is a very, very good strategy to use. Try to bring up memories and think times when they really had a good time to have the child, if they have been turned, at least to begin wondering, is this really true, or did this happen, or this type thing. So, yes, that is a very good strategy, and one that a parent who is suffering from this parental alienation tries to use in the communication with the child. Because sometimes when you don't even have grandparents or aunts or uncles or others involved, the parent has pushed them off. That's one of the few things that you really can do effectively. So that was a very good strategy by your friend, I might add.
It's no, and I can't say that it's 100% worked. Not necessarily. Not a good situation. But I guess that goes back to what I want to follow up with here, is that there is no, this isn't a slam dunk, is it?
No.
And you've had difficult cases like this, haven't you?
Very much so, because sadly, the alienating parent is often very successful. They're so good at manipulating the situation, and they often believe this, and not only believe it, but they're still fighting the divorce and the rage and anger they have from the divorce,
right,
or from the broken up relationship, that they really feel in their own mind they're helping the child, they're doing the right thing. Others know they're not, they're just doing it to punish or get the other one. But it's a strange set of personality traits and circumstances that lead to this. And I've seen, in fact, regularly, you could do this yourself if you brought up the question, talking with adults, friends, you know, that they will, some of them, more than you might think, will indicate they ran into some of that when they were growing up, and some of the things they had to resist as one parent or the other was saying all these negative things about the other. And then sometimes they might have even begun to believe some of these things. Because if you have a loving parent who's telling you these things about someone else, and let's just say you're not quite as close to that person, you don't see them as much, you can start being turned even if that's not your intent. And particularly if it's a kind of a dolente ex cathargo, you know, the cartilage must be destroyed, just an everyday kind of an activity. So this is one of the saddest things that I've seen. And I've also, I'll give you another one, I've even been in court situations where the courts don't want to get involved with teenagers where this is occurring, because they think it's going to lead to a runaway. And so you get the dynamics of sometimes the courts choosing one negative over another one, and can somehow even be involved in continuing this.
Doc, you mentioned court, and I just, real before we finish, this is a little peripheral, but still, in an era with a lot of no-fault divorce, did that help in the instance that you're not going through a lengthy in-court divorce case, one side having to prove the other unfit to get both money, child custody, et cetera, where things could really get ugly with a public face? Has that, you're not pushing divorce here, but in some respects, has that lessened this, or was it always bad? What do you think?
I think that might cause more issues to some degree, but I find even simple divorces where they just go agree to it, that doesn't mean it isn't going to lead to this. It's often over parenting styles, things that are said, and just people that just want to get angry at someone. So it's anytime you go through a long, bitter divorce, that can be a horrible situation.
Sure.
But that in itself doesn't lead to an attempt at parental alienation. The nice thing about that, if you want to use a nice thing for that, at least the court is going to more readily see how this could be occurring, rather than if there was a divorce, the people just separated, but then all of a sudden one parent is trying to destroy the other one.
Parental alienation, and I only brought up that one little anecdote there, and it's not an anecdote, but somebody I know, but I couldn't put words to it. before. So now I know what is, you know, I was blissfully unaware of that, but this is the real deal. And it causes all kinds of problems going horrible through years and years of life. Our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, here today, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You can find the podcast at Dr. John B, B as in Braccio.com. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same with you, Dave. Have a good day.